Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Getrich, the VP of Product Management at Tarkett North America. John, how you doing?
I'm doing real good.
It's good to talk to you. I know you're rolling out a new product or a new finish on products at Neocon. It's called Tectonic. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. You've been at Tarkett for about a year and a half, right?
Yes, I have.
And prior to that, you were at Owens Corning, and you went to school in northern Florida and actually a collegiate soccer player, right?
Yes, I was. Yep. Had a great time.
So let's talk about Tectonic. You're rolling this out at Neocon. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Sure. Tectonic is our new polyurethane wear layer that we've developed. We went out initially, challenged our R&D team to really come back with best-in-class performance and options for us a couple of years ago. We had a large cross-functional team working on this. We did a lot of testing, both competitive testing to see where the competitive sets were, looked at our current product performance, really measured all those things, and then our R&D team focused very hard on how do we improve all those areas significantly. Main focus of their work was around scratching, scuffing, and abrasion, as we saw as the main areas for improvement from this. And so R&D team has recently come back, and we're getting ready to launch at Neocon the Tectonic product, which we're very excited to have there and demonstrate for everyone.
Okay, so is it a specific product, or is it a covering on a whole wide range of products?
It is a covering that we are putting on a lot of our luxury vinyl tile products. Mm-hmm. Initial collections we're looking at to start utilizing the new technology are Contour, Venue, and ID Freedom coming up this year.
Okay, so I know Contour was a Centiva brand name. Will this be on any Johnsonite products as well?
ID Freedom would be the Johnsonite collection.
Okay.
Yep.
And so those people that are watching this LVT market and know that hardness and wear protection is an attribute that the end user is looking for, an example, Armstrong has been touting Diamond 10 technology. So this is, I guess, your equivalent to that, right?
Yes. You know, we're always looking to improve and be better. Armstrong's product out in the market definitely put pressure on us to make sure we were making those improvements faster, so always good to have competition out there. Really feel, again, with the knowledge we have of the competitive testing we've done and what we'll be able to demonstrate at Neocon, that we have definitely a best-in-class product out there that outperforms our competition, and excited to share that with everyone at Neocon. Especially the scratching, we did some installation testing with our product and some competitive products at a high-traffic hardware store, actually. Lots of things being dragged across it so you could see abrasion, scratching, and we just saw fantastic performance in that area. So very excited to share it.
Will you be doing any demos at Neocon to show the abrasion resistance?
Yes, we'll have a couple of the product managers on the luxury vinyl tile, as well as one of our R&D managers there who will be doing demonstrations for anybody who would like to see it at our booth.
Okay. Is there anything you can tell us from a technical standpoint? I know it's an additive to polyurethane. Is this something that you invented, acquired, or what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. It's a proprietary Tarkett formula. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing Tarkett, which is a worldwide company, we had worked with a number of scientists and engineers really around the world globally working through this. Mm-hmm. And we're making this proprietary formula out of our Tarkett facility, so we're very excited about that as well in how we went about developing it and how unique to Tarkett it is.
Okay, so I know that some of your products are made down in Florence, Alabama, and then some are also made up there in Ohio. So do you put this on in both locations, or is this strictly a Alabama treatment?
The products I mentioned, Contour, Venue, and ID Freedom, are all manufactured out of our Alabama location. Uh-huh. So initially, they'll all be going there. Obviously, we would love to continue to use this formulation on other products as we grow.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk a little broader scope for a second. What else is going to be new for Neocon with Tarkett?
Well, we have some really exciting new rubber products that we're looking to show. We have some new textures, new organic colors. The big part that we're excited to show is we have some unique rubber shapes. There's shapes out there that are very unique, only go together in a certain way, but create some very amazing patterns when you put them together. So we're looking forward to showing those. We'll actually have a visualizer there where you can go online and you can play with the shapes and create different flooring aspects out of these new shapes and colors. So very excited to show that at Neocon this year.
Okay, and I guess most people that go to Neocon every year remember that for a while you found Tarkett in several places. You were on the 8th floor and then down on the 3rd floor. Now everything last year was combined on the 3rd floor and in a big space. That's where you'll be again this year, right?
Yes, same location as last year. Mm-hmm. We had great results from that. Lots of people coming through and looking forward to being there again this year and seeing everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a new Tarkett North America leader that I guess will be introduced at that show as well, right?
Yes, Andrew Bonham is our new CEO of Tarkett North America, uh-huh. and he will be at the show meeting people, and again, looking forward to it.
All right, John, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to John Getrich about the new Tectonic polyurethane treatment on Tarkett's commercial product, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.